No, I don't want to go up there, man.
You don't want to go up?
No.
What's the matter with that other motor there?
It sounds like it's stuck or something.
Oh, it's jumping now, though.
Yeah.
Let's take off. If you want to take a flight, the biggest plane you ever seen will fly so high in that B-19. Take a trip across the sea in a plane that's called a queen. As long as you are there with me in that B-19, we can go across the ocean and back real fast. We don't even have to stop for oil or gas. Load your bombs into the wings in case someone is mean. Let them know that we can swing that B-19.
It's stuck or something.
Oh, it's jumping now, though.
Yeah.
Let's take off. If you want to take a flight, the biggest plane you ever seen will fly so high in that B-19. Take a trip across the sea in a plane that's called a queen. As long as you are there with me in that B-19, we can go across the ocean and back real fast. We don't even have to stop for oil or gas. Load your bombs into the wings in case someone is mean. Let them know that we can swing that B-19.
Look at them cats down there with them aimed-scrap guns.
Look at them. They ain't got no business down there, have they, man?
No, let's drop a bomb.
Yeah, let's do something about that. Well, look out there.
Here we go.
Here we go now. Say, what we doing now, man?
Oh, we bagging up there. Bagging up.
Man,
them cats
aiming. Get away from here, man.
Yeah, they aiming too hard at us.
Let's go home.
Oh, well, you want to get back down on land?
Yeah, I want to get back.
All right, then here we go. Then we're going to fall on down there.
Solid.
Well, let's cut the motor on off here, Gate. Let's cut the motor off then. Oh, it's always fine to be on land again.
Thank you. It's like one color matches the other. My shirt and my pants, they might be brothers.
Snake, like a serpent, a nagai serpent snake, sitting at the base of our spine.
Everybody, I'm on a rock, I'm on a rock, come on, we gotta do it, on the two, you jump up on, now you're having fun, you're doing it, house queen.
chakra, right? And as you activate your kundalini, that snake will begin to rise up your spine, and then it will come out, right, of your third eye. It will come out of your pineal gland. When your kundalini is fully activated, it will rise up your spine, and it will come out your pineal gland. That is why, you know what I'm saying, when you look at the ancient art from Egypt or from Africa or from even Mexico or India and China, all of those ancient arts, you will see the snake coming out of the forehead. That is dealing with, you know what I'm saying, activating your pineal gland, but activating your kundalini energy. The snake coming out of the forehead is the Nagai serpent snake. The Nagai serpent, your eyes is open now, you see. You know what I'm saying? That is the Nagai serpent. So basically, I'm connecting the dots to help you understand and get a huge picture of the Nagai serpent that everybody is talking about. That Nagai serpent sits at the base of your spine. You know what I'm saying? And as you activate your kundalini, it rises and it enters and exits out of your third eye. When you activate your third eye and it opens up, the Nagai serpent comes out.
Thank you. You're now hearing live cassette tape music from the Park Mordecai Richler Library. Vlad Schwartzman, friend and supporter of Space Plane. On the cello, mellow cello. Doing it, do it. Like a week and a half ago, folks.
You know what I'm saying? Then the next step is just to activate your crown chakra. Now you superhero. You know what I'm saying? And so basically, this is helping you understand the Magi Serpent. Now that you understand that, you have to know in history, they destroyed everything. They tried their hardest to destroy the truth about the Magi Serpent. They tried their hardest to destroy the truth about the Magi Serpent. That's why when they went into Egypt, they cut off the heads of the snakes that was on the forehead. That's why you can look at some of the artifacts, you will see that the forehead is indented. You know what I'm saying? Because they took the snake off of the head that would give credence and credibility to the Nagai serpent. They didn't want nobody to remember that knowledge.
It's on the Nefertiti head, though.
You know what I'm saying? That is why, you know what I mean? That is why America bombed Hawaii. They blamed it on Japan, but America bombed Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? Now check this. I told you, Adam, dealing with, you know what I'm saying, this right here, the Nagai Serpent, the 6 protons, 6 electrons, and 6 neurons, right? Was gave birth to an atom, you know what I'm saying? The Nagai Serpent, right? Check this. They said that Japan bombed Hawaii during World War II. That they bombed that base called Pearl Harbor, right? And in response to that, in 1947, America dropped the atom bomb. Look at the science. They dropped the so-called atom bomb, right? Dealing with the Nagai Serpent again, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with the 6 protons, the 6 electrons, and the 6 neurons, the Nagai Serpent, they dropped that so-called atom bomb on Japan. They nuked Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Nagasaki. You know what I'm saying? Do your research. Now listen, the reason why they nuked those two locations, it was on purpose. You know what I'm saying? They nuked the Nagasaki and Hiroshima because they were dealing with, they had activated kundalini. Both of those two locations, geographical locations, had an activated kundalini. And their Nagai serpents that had activated third eyes, they had tapped into the Nagai serpent power, the power of the dragons. And they were flying, they were shape-shifting, they had telepathic abilities, they were teleporting, they were like superior in wisdom, they were evolving real fast. So America consciously dropped the so-called atom bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. That's why you can go over there today and you will still find some old artifacts of the Nagai serpent. That's why China is one of the main, you know what I'm saying, exports of Nagai dragons. Now, I'm going to give you the history about the vampire, the dragon, and the Anunnaki. And I'm going to give it to you real fast, and I'm going to end this video right here. All right? Now, the Anunnaki had their experiments on human beings. I talked about the quarantine, right? They wanted to experiment man, human beings, or whatever. And so they put a quarantine on the Earth. That's why with some of the pictures, you will see like it's a big like net around the planet. You know what I'm saying? This was a prison planet. You know what I'm saying? And they had a quarantine going on so that none of the extraterrestrial beings, the benevolent beings, could come down from the higher dimensions. They couldn't come down to Earth and communicate with man because the Anunnaki didn't want that to interfere with their experiments with human beings, right? So they caused a quarantine. However, during the quarantine, the Palladians were still able to still communicate with man because they're the nearest, you know what I'm saying, star system to man. And they had a direct ancestral line with man, and they were already on the Earth. You know what I'm saying? However, you know what I'm saying? That's another story, right? But
don't worry, they'll be back soon. I guarantee that.
But during this quarantine, man was trapped on Earth. We couldn't teleport to other galaxies. We couldn't go into other galaxies. We was trapped on Earth, right? So you had a group of, this is the original vampires. You had a group of people who was like, fuck that. They rebelled against the Anunnaki. They said, no, we're not going to be ruled or controlled by these Anunnakis. We're not going to be no slaves. This was a group of human individuals who said that they didn't want to be slaves of the Anunnakis. So what they did was they formed a pact. They formed a coalition with the dragons, the real dragons. Now, if you look at dragons right as a beast, like a mystical beast that only exists, like, in primitive times, like, you know, dealing with King Arthur days and shit, and that they were very magical and mystical, and they spit fire, and they flew, and they gave magic powers. That shit really happened, and it happens now, but on a different dimension. The dragons exist in their dragon form on the fourth dimension and the dimensions above that, right?
Before they were born, they were not born. Where are Leonardo, Rembrandt, Ludwig? Alive, alive, alive. Stretch their skins upon an easel to give him canvas. Crush their bones into a paste that he might mold them. Let them die. And by their miserable deaths become the clay within his hands, that he might form an ashtray or an ark. For all that is comes through the eye of the artist. A blind fish swimming in the cave of aloneness. Swim on, you maudlin, muddling, maddened fools. And dream that one bright and sunny night, some artist will bait a hook and let you bite upon it. Bite hard and die. In his stomach, you are very close to immortality.
spatial vibrations, you will be able to be into that dimension where you can see dragons if your vibrations raise, right? However, on this lower dimensions, right, third, second, and first dimensions, you're not able to see it because your vibrations are low, right? And so, the dragons went to war with the Anunnakis during the quarantine. They went to war with the Anunnakis, and they lost. So the Anunnakis kicked their ass to the core of the earth, you know what I'm saying, defeated them. However, before they defeated them, you know what I'm saying, before they defeated the dragon, you know what I'm saying, the vampires made a pact with the dragon. It wasn't vampire. They weren't vampires at first. They were just regular human beings. But they were a rogue group of human beings, rebels, who didn't agree with the Anunnaki and the quarantine and shit. So they made a pact with the dragons. And the dragons taught them the source, that energy, the dragon energy. Taught them the dragon energy. But in exchange, they had to not teach no other human beings how to tap into that dragon energy and use the dragon energy, right? And they also had to do certain things for the dragons. And so that's the formation of the vampires. The vampires were originally human beings who gave up their solar plexus power to the dragons so that the dragons can use that underground, right? And their attacks against the Anunnaki, you know what I'm saying? And in exchange, the dragons taught the humans, you know what I'm saying, how to tap into that dragon energy, the Kundalini energy. So they activated their Kundalini energy. That's what accelerated their abilities. And they were able to fly. They were able to read minds, project images in people's minds, push thoughts into people's minds, erase people's thoughts. You know what I'm saying? They were able to run at the speed of light. That's all dealing with that Kundalini energy. When you activate your Kundalini energy, you will be able to have all of those different abilities. Abilities plus more.
I can't wait!
Thank you. Yes, I got story, but I want you to hear about the preacher what got in a fight with a bear. Listen close, I don't want you to miss none of this here story, cause it goes like this. A preacher went out a hunting one day, t'was on one Sunday morn. And although he was one Christian man, he took his gun along. Now he shot him a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice fat hares. But through the woods of returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
Diddly 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 diddly.
Well, the preacher fell down on his knees and sent up a great long prayer. While he cast one eye way up towards the heaven, he kept the other on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know you delivered old Daniel from a lion's den. And you delivered three Hebrew children from a fiery furnace. And then old Jonah you delivered from the body of the whale, according to good book do declare. Now, Lord, look here, if you can't help me, don't you go to helping that bear.
Diddly, that holy time of diddly jun, that holy time of diddly jun, that holy time of diddly jun, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the bear walked down the middle of the road and up to the ribbon walked he. But the ribbon laid his religion down and he climbed up a tall pine tree. Then they climbed way up to the top of the tree and they crawled way out on the limb. While the bear looked up all innocently and kind of licked his mouth at him. But along about morn, the old limb broke and that preacher come tumbling down. He took his razor and cut the bear 10 times before he struck the ground.
He needed that holy time of religion, but that holy time of religion, but that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Then the bear reached out for to give him a hug like you'd hug a long lost friend. But the preacher put on the disappearing act and went splitting through the wind. Then they ran just as fast as an old hound dog was trying to overtake a hare. He went home with the bed and took 6 naps before his shadow got there.
He needed that holding time of diddly jun, that holding time of diddly jun, that holding time of diddly jun, that isn't good enough on me.
See, children, see, the preacher made a threat down.
Oh, that may be some bird song. Got something to teach you. Hey, you trying to put the right man, and you think that your fool because inspiration ain't coming clear, man. You feel a fear, and you choking on the mic. You got to get with some bird song, Mike.
Hey, Mike. man. How you making?
Fine, man. How about you?
In and out.
So here a distinct wing word around the introductory swap.
Let's follow that group of simple musicians with three species that have complex songs. We'll listen to bobolink, houseline, and American goldfinch. The rich variety of notes sung by each of these species makes their songs difficult to represent in phonetic units. The complexity itself, however, may help you to identify these vocalizations. Someone said that the bobolink just tries to sing too many notes at once, and that the notes seem to stumble and fall from each other.
My notes never stumble and fall, they always stand tall, and they run down a wall.
A tip on a number from the sly old fox. You can play it straight or in the box. On the Monday, it's 284. If you hit that day, you're going to play some more. On Tuesday, 825. If that comes out, good gracious alive. On a Wednesday, play 486. If that falls out, then you know you're fixed. On a Thursday, play 328. You better get on it, Kate, before it's too late. Write these numbers in your book and play them every day. Buy a newspaper and take a look and see what's out today. On a Friday, play 061. If that comes out, just have your fun. On a Saturday, play 369. They're all gonna fall and I ain't lying. Well, look here, Gage, what you know?
Oh, man, I don't know nothing. Gage, what you know?
Oh, everything is solid.
Oh, that's killer, man.
You playing the numbers today?
I ain't able to play no numbers today, man.
What's the matter?
Well, I tell you. Hey, look here, Pops. Play a couple of gas meters on me, man.
A couple of gas meters?
Yes, that's right.
Well, look at him, man.
What's the matter?
I lay a deuce of flips on you. Is that a killer?
Flips? No, I'll take a couple of gas meters, man.
Gas meters?
That's right.
Well, look here, Jack. I think I can kind of straighten it because I just got my check today.
Oh, well, now, that's a killer, man.
I got my welfare check, and it's really
groovy,
too.
Your welfare check? Well, you know, look here, I think you better cash that jack right away.
I'm going to do that thing now. I'm going to cash it, Jack.
You got to get on that number, you know.
Are you ready?
I think a four's gonna lead you.
Four in the lead?
Well,
that's
groovy.
If that comes out, just have your fun. On a Saturday, play 369. They all gonna fall and I ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying? And so basically, we talk about kundalini, we're just talking about your higher senses. As a regular human being, you naturally have these senses. But because they were doing an experiment on humans and they had this quarantine up, right, humans weren't able to tap into their higher senses. They jacked us from our higher senses. They caused a gap in our brain that would link our conscious mind to our subconscious mind. The conscious mind is where the magic is. That's where everything happens at. That's where all of your abilities are. You know what I'm saying? However, consciously, we've been doing a lot of shit that would get us back into our subconscious mind. That's what the marijuana and the ayahuasca and the DMT is about. It's you're being you're physically not high in spirit. So you take the plant, the herb, marijuana, and you smoke it, right? And you consciously take a trip. That's when they say, I'm tripping, you on a trip. You're taking a sojourning trip, a voyage from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind. When you get over there, you know what I'm saying, you learn what you need to learn, and you come back to this mundane reality, and you put whatever the spirit taught you into the reality.
I don't never go back. I'm a bridge keeper and a bridge maker. I have the land for United of Worlds. I bring all that jive together. Ain't no conscious. Ain't no subconscious.
Pound nails in, a couple of hustlers. One of them short, fat, brunette, named Skinny. The other one was short also. She was bleached and skinny.
Name of fat.
Probably didn't get it. They didn't give any pictures, though. Guess you can keep an eye on
them. Okay, any hits?
Well, Jerry Sachs looked like he was straight. I'm sure he's on it anyway. Didn't see any pushers around the place. Lou said he'd check out on Jerry, sound him out later if he gets any higher. I guess that's about it.
Okay, go on home and get a good night's sleep.
You did a good day's work, narc.
Okay, so long.
See you in hell,
I forgot.
You mean you don't remember your own poem?
I refuse to say anything twice. Repetition is death.
I don't get it.
When you repeat something, you are reliving a moment, wasting it, severing it from the other end of your life. I believe only in new impressions, new stimuli, new life.
I thought you believed that life is an obscure hobo bumming a ride on a...
I do believe that, Walter, but I also believe creative living.
I long girl shall pass, sweet old my, oh my. There's no lie. I love you, girl. Love you, girl.
Mama, yeah.
Love you, sweet pie. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You love me. You love me like you
love me, girl.
Tell me that you love me.
I know you love me.
Woo!
I need you to let me really know that I said serious, very, very serious. All right, let's go.
You believe that life is an obscure hobo bumming a ride on the
top. I do believe that, Wolf, but I also believe creative living. To be uncreative, you might as well be in your grave or in the army.
They tried to draft me once. Couldn't pass the test.
Walt, Lennon's looking at you.
Know how beatniks live. William and me will show you. We'll introduce you to some wild ones.
Trip into their subconscious mind. When they came back, they knew how to heal that person. You know what I'm saying? That's where you get the, you know what I'm saying, the tattoo. That's where you get the the piercing of the eye. When you pierce your eye, most people don't know what the body piercings is about.
Spirit of nature gonna lie. Yeah. I bet the leaves get greener and the trees get more tall. They're gonna really dig this melatonin, all of them. Everyone and all, even them picky alien folk who to them that melodies ain't no joke.
Motherfucker, you ruining the show. We don't give a shit about what you think about what the bird song sound like. Hurry, get to the point, go to birds. Stars are falling from the sky. Can't you see that? For God's sake. Oh, there they go.
Welcome to the I'm Taff Live Radio Hour. You're tuned in to CKUT.ca 90.3 FM. Pre-recorded in these pandemic times in quarantine studio with your hosts, Anna Basin, DJ Choosy, and I'm Dawn.
Special quarantine tribute to Maurice Ravel's legendary melody and tune, Bolero. We're going to be listening to nothing but Bolero for the next 2 hours, so strap yourselves in, folks, and get ready for a ride.